Now, Paul goes on to say, verse 4, "For we that are in this tabernacle do groan." If you feel like groaning, you groan, my friend. It's all right. That's scriptural. Being burdened. Yes, we are. "Not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life." Now, we're just groaning in these bodies. I'm not groaning because of the fact I'm not clothed with the righteousness of Christ. I am. I've accepted him as my Savior, and he's my only hope that I have. Now he says, "Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit." Now you see, he's let me know there's more to follow. The best is yet to come. But he's given us the Holy Spirit today. So that down here in these weak bodies, with all of our feebleness, all of our frailty, he's given us the Holy Spirit. That's just an earnest. Earnest money is the down payment you put. He's purchased us. He's made a down payment. The Holy Spirit indwells the believer today. And one of these days we're going to move out of this old house of mine, and then we're going to meet the Lord in the air, my friend. How wonderful this opens up, this vista to us. Now he goes on to say something else here. Verse 6, "Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord." Now, if we're home in the body, well, that is, I'm at home in my body. How about you? I mean, I feel perfectly at home. I like this body of mine. There's a little fella. I had to learn to walk. I've got a scar on the side of my temple. I fell against a bed, and I was learning to walk, my mother said. Well, I've got used to this body of mine. I'm at home in this body. But I want to tell you, when I'm at home in this body, I'm absent from the Lord. That's the thing that he's saying now, that whilst we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. But will you notice, he says, "But we walk by faith and not by sight." Somebody says, "Well, how do you know that?" Well, we're walking by faith. Well, I take his word for it. I'd rather take his word than anyone else. Faith is taking God at his word. We're living in the body and we're absent for the Lord. And he goes on to say, "I'm confident, willing rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord," is the better translation. Now, my friend, the important thing is this, that when you die, the soul doesn't go to sleep. Soul never even dies. You go to be with Christ. And the body is put to sleep. But somebody says, "Do you have scripture for that?" Oh, yes. Sleep in Jesus. "We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." Now, that's not sleep unconsciousness, you see. The body that sleeps, and it's the body that's going to be raised. Resurrection doesn't refer to the soul or spirit, first to the body. The word itself means anastasis, means to stand up. And so we walk by faith today. That's the way you'll have to walk. And so Paul says, "We're confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord." May I say that Paul could say, "We're looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to it, but I want to be very careful